In America right now, there are not enough teachers to go around.
As the fall school year kicks into high gear, much of the country, many schools are facing a shortage of teachers unlike any they have ever seen before.
Across the Sunshine State, around 9,500 open teaching jobs.
Kansas could face its worst teacher shortage in state history this fall.
Missouri classrooms were either left vacant or filled by someone not qualified.
Underpaid, stressed out, and increasingly dealing with political pressure.
I will not sit down. I won't comply. You guys are cowards.
Many teachers have had enough.
In rural Maysville, Missouri, Superintendent Chris Heslinga says his district is acutely feeling that teacher shortage.
How would you describe the state of public education in America right now?
It's a mess. It's just harder. The teachers are leaving the profession because it's harder. A lot of people are getting out of education not only because of the pay, but also because it's hard.
Teachers aren't only leaving their jobs, they're also not applying for new ones. Chris says that in his district, recruiting teachers is a struggle.
Our goal is to just have people apply. I mean, seriously, when you only get 3 or 4 applicants, and back in the day, you'd get 20 or 30. Hmm. And so our goal is to keep our teachers here. Once we have them, we want to retain them.
To get more teachers to apply and ultimately stay, Chris has decided to try something bold, moving to a 4-day school week. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Ryan Knutson. It's Wednesday, September 28th. Coming up on the show, will a 4-day school week solve the teacher shortage?
This episode is brought to you by GlobalX ETFs. Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
Teacher shortages aren't exactly a new problem, but during the pandemic, the problem got a whole lot worse. Today, there are about 560,000 fewer teachers than there were prior to COVID-19, according to the country's largest teachers union. Our colleague Ben Chapman covers K-12 education.
More than half of public school principals are reporting that they are understaffed this year. And it breaks down to a little bit under half of schools saying that they are short teachers and almost 2/3 of schools saying that they're short non-teaching positions.
Why are teachers leaving their jobs at such a rapid rate?
Well, there's been an issue of teacher burnout that's occurred since the pandemic began. And this is because there have been a bunch of complications thrown at teachers in their jobs. First of all, they had to deal with remote learning, which wasn't something that was in their toolbox. So they had to learn how to conduct virtual lessons. And this was a lot of extra work for them. And then starting last year, they've been faced by behavioral problems in schools and academic shortcomings in students that have required both special attention from teachers and extra efforts.
The teacher shortage is being felt around the country, and it's especially challenging for rural districts like Superintendent Chris Heslinga's in Missouri.
Tell me about Maysville, Missouri. What's the school district like there?
The demographics here is rural, got 525 students, very conservative. Poverty is around about 42-44% free and reduced lunch. You know, high school is 90 years old. The elevator was broken for a year. We just got it fixed. We have several students in wheelchairs, so that was a huge issue.
Not only does the district struggle to fund building maintenance, it also struggles to pay teachers. In Missouri, starting pay for teachers recently increased to just $38,000 a year.
So if I'm a teacher, if I'm a person in college and want to go into education, and before we got to 38, there was districts paying $32,000, $33,000, $34,000. That's below poverty level.
Wow.
But the cost of living has increased so much more just to buy a house. You know, those houses have tripled in the last 12 to 15 years just to buy a house. The salaries have not kept up.
Our colleague Ben says that schools are starting to get creative to address these vacancies. They're trying things like signing bonuses, suspending certification requirements, or enticing retired teachers back into the classroom. And one other solution that's been getting a good bit of traction is the 4-day school week. So tell me about this idea for a 4-day work week. How did that even like get on the table? That seems like sort of a surprising incentive to get people to come work in your industry.
Right. So the 4-day school week has actually been around for decades. But, you know, it began to gather some steam again around the pandemic because staffing issues were beginning to become a problem. And so then we saw another rash of schools head to 4-day weeks, with the number jumping from around 650 before the pandemic to around 800 now.
So it's really expanding pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's expanding quickly, and there are districts around the country that are considering going to 4-day weeks next year or the following year.
Why not just pay teachers more?
Well, teacher salaries are by far the biggest cost for school districts. And school districts, you know, were they to start paying teachers more, they'd be looking at running out of money, is basically the long and short of it.
In Maysville, Missouri, Chris says that if he wanted to pay teachers more,
you have to raise taxes. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm on a crusade, but I'm bold on saying this. We have one of the lowest tax rate in Northwest Missouri, one of the lowest. But ultimately, that affects education. And people, you know, it's just, they don't want to pay for it.
Were there other options other than raising taxes? Like, could you make cuts to other parts of the school budget?
You can, but you got to remember, when you raise salaries, that you have to sustain it. You know, then the next year, there's another raise and another raise. And so you got to be able to sustain it. And we don't have a huge tax base. It's all farm ground. We don't have businesses that are paying huge taxes like you would in Kansas City or Springfield or St. Louis. So these rural schools do not have a tax base where you're getting sales tax or you're getting personal property taxes. It's farmland.
You can't like cut the football team or something like that in order to pay teachers.
No. Well, they could, but they'd run me out of town.
So walk me up to this decision to go to the 4-day school week. What was the challenge that you saw that needed to be solved? And what were the options that you felt like you had?
In our area, there's other school districts going to a 4-day week. And so we did a culture survey last fall, and that seemed to kind of resonate with the staff. You know, look at a 4-day week, look at a 4-day week. All these districts around us are paying 38, but if I can go work over there for 4 days and our district over there 5 days, we have our chances of hiring you because they want to come here.
So your move was more proactive.
Yes, it was attract and retain staff. That was our goal.
When you were considering this plan, did any concerns come up from anybody?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
Tell me about those.
Child care. That was the number one concern we had, and that's where the number
child care, the free lunch program, transportation to sporting events on non-school days. Parents were worried about all these things, and that wasn't everything.
Remember, I told you they're conservatives. So why are we paying teachers for that day off? They don't realize it's about hours. You know, teachers get paid too much. Now they get another day off. They get their summers off, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so there was some resistance, but also there was a lot more support than the few people making some noise. And so when we surveyed the parents, it was about 70 to 80% in favor. So overall, it was supportive.
Ultimately, the Maysville School District took the leap and decided to adopt a 4-day school week. How it went? That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
This episode is brought to you by C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Maysville went to a 4-day week at the start of this school year. Teachers and students no longer come in on Mondays. So you started doing this 4-day school week since the start of this year. How would you say it's going so far?
Well, I've been asked that a lot, but we've only had 3 Mondays off, so it's kind of early.
Mm-hmm. How will you know if it's working? What are the things that you'll look for in 1 to 2 years down the road?
You know, there's a lot of key indicators. You know, is this working? And so you won't know probably for 1 or 2 years, you know, whether or not it's working. But the first things is, you know, I want to see the quick glance things, which is attendance, discipline, and grades. And so those are the quick things we look at. And school and attendance to me is one of the bigger things. And do our kids also want to be here? Because we've created a new environment, in my opinion, at the high school where kids now want to be here. And if they're here, I don't care on a 4-day or 5-day week, they'll be successful.
But when it comes to hiring new teachers, Chris says he has received positive feedback.
There's a couple said, I'm applying here because of the 4-day week. Hmm. And the new high school principal said, I'm applying because this gives me more time to be able to spend with my mom, who's elderly. Mm-hmm. So I want to say yes. There was people that applied because of the 4-day week.
What have teachers who are currently working at the school said about how it's going in the first few weeks?
They love it. They like it because they have time to take care of things. It slows down. Just think about it, going from a 7-day week. Now you got 2 days on the weekend. Now you got 3 to be able to plan, do this and do that, and to be able to have a day off each week, I think is huge mentally. Mental health is huge.
But there are some drawbacks to the new 4-day schedule. A shorter week means less time for teaching. Studies have shown that less time in the classroom can lead to lower test scores in reading and math. Do you think that there may be any negative consequences for students from going to a 4-day school week?
The academics, to me, that's the main reason why we're here, you know, learning, student learning. And are all kids studying at home? No. But it gives us one more caveat where students, let's say they don't get their homework done. Why not? You got another day. Why not? We need parent support. You got that Monday to do your work. Get it done. You know, why not?
Mm-hmm. There have been some studies. There was one recently by the RAND Corporation, I believe, that showed a drop in test scores for students who had a 4-day class schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Are you accounting for that? Are you baking anything into the curriculum or anything to try to account for that?
When we, right now with our staff, we're working with them, is there sometimes there's fluff in the day where they're going to have to cut that out. You know, stick to the standards and the key indicators of the Missouri curriculum. But in my opinion, the teacher makes the difference, whether it's a 4-day, a 5-day week. The teacher in the classroom makes the difference.
Do you think that you'll keep the 4-day week?
Yes.
For good?
Yes.
Our colleague Ben says that while a shorter school week might help attract teachers, it's definitely not a cure-all.
You know, there are also perspectives from teachers who say that 4-day weeks don't solve other problems that they have on the job, such as, class sizes that are too big, or the lack of computers, or the lack of professional development, or any of the challenges that they may face that are unrelated to the time spent in the classroom.
So, what's the kind of conclusion here about whether or not moving to a 4-day school week actually works? Does it help solve the teacher shortage in this country?
The 4-day school week does solve the teacher shortage for rural districts that are using it, at least in the short term. But then there's the question of the academic ramifications, which may end up being significant as the years go on in these places. And the overall project in the school system is to educate children. So if we're not doing that, then we're not accomplishing our goal.
So the concern here is sort of that this, the big impact might be more that we're letting children down, potentially.
Potentially. The issue is, if students fall behind by a small amount in a single year, it's not that big of a deal. But if they fall behind by a small amount every year for 12 years in a row, by the time they are graduating from high school, they might be significantly behind further out. The concern is that these 4-day school weeks, while they're solving the short-term problem of teacher shortages, might be creating a new problem of unprepared students.
That's all for today, Wednesday, September 28th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. If you like the show, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.